You're listening to a special presentation of The Greg Tisch Show, Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on Tallahassee's only locally owned radio station, Real Talk 93.3.
Live from the Capital County, it's The Greg Tisch Show, featuring Matty Rowe behind the glass. Today's show is brought to you by T-Spark Enterprises Roofing and Construction, Foodies Takeout, Southeast Portable Buildings, Infinity of Tallahassee, Hearth and Patio, and Paul's Termite and Pest Control. And now, two clowns were eating a cannibal when one turned to the other and said, "I think we got this joke wrong." Greg Tisch!
Good morning, Matty Rowe. Good morning, Tallahassee. Good morning, Panhandle. I hope everybody's enjoying their final day, the bonus day of spring break out there. Joining me in studio, we have Jordan Jacobs and Rick Miner. We're here about KCCI. Good morning, my friends. How are y'all?
Good morning.
Good morning, Greg.
Thank you guys for waking up so early, and thank you for bringing in the our new interns to have them clean up the studio this morning, Jordan. So let's just jump right into this. For those that are not familiar with KCCI, Rick, can you explain to us what is KCCI and how is this important to our community?
Yeah, sure. In 2007, the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation selected Tallahassee as a location for a pilot project to set up KCCI, Knight Creative Communities Institute. And it's all based on the idea of like this economist named Richard Florida. He basically said that if you can, the cities of the future, the 21st century economies, are going to be based on cities that can develop and attract folks that are, they call them the creative class. Mm-hmm. These are folks like people that work in science, technology, engineering, business, finance, healthcare, law, education, arts, culture, all that stuff. If you can have a community that attracts those types of folks, those are the drivers for the economy and everything else. So if you have those folks that thrive in this city, every other industry sector is going to thrive too. And so the KCCI was set up to every year they get together and they select what they call these community catalysts. These are project members that work on some type of sense of place project that enhances the community.
Oh, that's absolutely wonderful. And there's been some amazing projects that KCCI has worked on through the years. If you'd like to learn more about it, go to kcci.tallahassee.com and you can see the community projects that are out there. When did y'all get involved with this?
Rick, you want to go first?
Yeah. Well, I was part of a project team that worked on what we call Tallahassee Music Week. And mm-hmm. this is in 2015, 16, and 17. And we had a group of about 12 or 13 people that put together every April a 9-day festival where we had about 120 performances in different, like 50 different venues.
Oh, wow.
Over our 9-day period. And it was almost all of it was free. It was great because people would walk into Publix and see a string quartet playing, you know, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. It was terrific.
And Jordan, when did you start to get involved with KCCI?
So I've been watching it for years mm-hmm. and just been in awe of Betsy Couch and Mike Pate and the great work they're doing in our community. But as you met my interns that are 5 and 7, I knew the timing would have to be right that I could invest the time in a community project like this. And I applied and got accepted to the 2022 class of Catalyst. So beginning the journey now.
Yeah, with the Catalyst class, I know that there's somebody very important in my life that's in your class. And good morning to my sister. Good morning, Darby.
Good morning, that's, Darby.
Hey, Darby.
A part of the KCCI 2022 Community Catalyst class. This is cool. I mean, so take us through like the process of applying for this. I mean, like I said, with your interns, they had to be of a certain age where they could go out and intern and wink, wink. And then to where you would get involved with this. But what was the process like with this? Because I know that you do care about the community a lot.
That's right.
And then so taking it, I guess, to the next level.
Yeah, so it's an application process. I highly encourage anyone interested in checking out the website and seeing if it's a good fit for you. But each year they have a different focus. And what we were told this year that it was going to be called Wander and Wonder. Mm-hmm. And it was going to be about bringing art to our beautiful trail system. And that spoke to me. I'm like, yes, you know, especially during COVID-19, I feel like a lot of us got out, got to know our trails a little bit better and our community. And so that really spoke to me. From there, it's just an application process, and it's reviewed by the board, and then they select a group of individuals. But what I don't think I realized at the time is they're really intentional in the types of talent they're pulling in to each group. because it really takes, you know, someone with a marketing focus, someone with a planning focus, someone with a financial brain, you know, to bring this all together and make it work as a cohesive group.
Rick, to whittle down the amount of applicants that come down to find the cream of the crop, how much of a difficulty is that for you? Because I can imagine anybody that shows any interest in this, that they're going to be the cream of the crop. But to whittle that down even further with going through the process of finding out who's going to be in the next group, how difficult is that?
It's really difficult. I'm on the KCCI Advisory Board, which is the group of people that selects applicants for each Catalyst class. And I think we had 40 or 50 applicants.
Oh, wow.
Really diverse group of people. And that's what we look for, actually. We want a Catalyst class that has, as Jordan said, you know, your folks that work in finance and in law, healthcare, media, I mean, as well as any other industry. I mean, the more diverse you have that class, the more you find as they start working on the project, they rely on elements of their background and experience to all contribute to the project. And that's one of the great things about being on that team.
When we get back, I want to take a quick break here because we are limited on time. When we get back, Jordan, I want to talk about the project fully booked. And let me explain this to everybody exactly what fully booked is. You listen to the Greg Tisch Show. Wait, I guess we have a professional guy that does that, right?
We do.
Okay, take it away, professional guy.
Time to refill that coffee. We'll be right back with the Greg Tisch Show on Real Talk 93.3. That brings me down, all
right. She's just so fly.
I like big butts and I cannot...
Joining me in studio, Jordan Jacobs and Rick Miner from KCCI. And we're going to talk about a project called Fully Booked. But Jordan, you submitted a name, or this was the working title name of this project, Fully Booked, and it was called...
I Like Big Books and I Cannot Lie. For some reason, it didn't get approved.
I don't know why. So tell us about with the 2022 Community Catalyst class with KCCI, that y'all's project is called Fully Booked. Explain this to everybody.
Awesome. We're really excited about this. Pedrick Pond, if you have not been out there, you need to get out there. It is a beautiful park. It's just under a mile loop around a pond, and it's adjacent to the Eastside Library branch. And so what we're focused on is how can we introduce a love for reading and celebrate it through art and integrate it with the trails. And so what we're looking to do is install literary-inspired permanent art exhibits along the trail.
Oh, cool.
Adjacent to the pond, and really kind of connect that park to the library.
Oh, that's very cool. So bring the library outside to bring people from outside into the library.
That's right.
Kind of a yin-yang.
That's right.
Out on the trail.
I mean, they say, you know, the busiest day at a library is when it's rainy outside. We don't want that to be the case. You know, we want our community to enjoy reading on some of the most beautiful days we have.
Now, this is stuff that, all right, so you're going to go out and just bring in somebody from out of town to do all the artwork, or how does this work? I mean, we're going to pay a lot of money to bring in some big name to come and paint on everything?
No, we're really excited and intentional about what we're doing. So there's essentially four prongs that we're looking to do. So the first is an iconic installation that we want to do. We want this to become, you know, the backdrop. We want this to become somewhere people want to take pictures. People want to host their book clubs. You know, classes want to come and take their field trips. And the library wants to have programming. The second part is, if you've ever heard of a story trail, we want to use that as an inspiration to do something called Wander and Wonder.
Mm-hmm. And where, if not familiar with story trail, Matt, like a story trail is like when you're walking around Cascades.
Uh-huh.
And then you have all the different stories that are around, correct?
Yeah, and what we want to do is make it a book. Mm-hmm. So you start at the beginning of the trail, and each, you know, kind of mile marker, you have to continue reading. So it's a way to get people out exercising, but also reading. And we can work with the library to kind of switch out that sometimes could be poetry, it could be kids' books, it could be something tied to an observance.
Oh, too cool.
Yeah.
That is very cool. And then a hammock garden?
Yeah.
All right, tell me about this, because this sounds amazing.
Yeah, pretty excited about this. What we want to do is allow people to actually go and check out a hammock from the Library of Things at the library, and then go post up on the hammock garden and read your book and just kind of linger a little bit longer.
Me likey. Me like that. And book benches.
Yeah. really excited about this as well. The park was in need of some additional benches and places for people to kind of rest along the trail and to hang out with their books. And so we thought, what better way to do that than actually work with a local artist to create book-shaped benches?
Oh, that's pretty cool. So y'all are accepting proposals from local artists and to help design the main iconic element. And if we think of like main iconic element, and this is just what popped into my head, is when you go down to Apalachicola, everybody has to take pictures in front of all the buoys.
Right.
That are down there.
Yeah.
When you go, there's the angel wings in Nashville. You have to take pictures in front of that. And that's kind of what this kind of is that main, like I said, the main focus. You're going to take pictures. You're going to plaster social media with this.
Yeah.
And so, but you're taking, who's eligible to like put in artwork for this?
Yeah. So you asked earlier, you know, are we going to hire someone from out of town? We have an incredibly diverse group of talented artists right here. So that's why
I want local also.
That's right. So any artist, we say 18 or older, but if you are under 18 and you want to apply, you just have to have a letter of support from a guardian. But really, it can be anyone, all different mediums. We have a request for proposals right now on the KCC website where you can get additional details and kind of parameters of what the art needs to, you know, fit spec-wise. But we are taking proposals through May 1st.
That's really cool. And is this I'm looking on the website right now. So this is kind of you must have 3D elements on this.
Yeah.
I like that.
I do too. You know, we really want it to be something interactive. We want people, yes, absolutely to stop and take a picture, but we also want to invite authors out, you know, to come and talk about their books and want that to be the perfect backdrop. We want the library on a really beautiful day to say, hey, let's take story time outside. And we want book clubs to come and gather there and kind of celebrate their shared love for reading.
And when I said some big time artists from out of town, I was kind of setting up everybody. I was trying to do reverse psychology on everybody in town going, no, we're not bringing in anybody out from out of town.
Yeah.
We've got enough talented and amazing artists right here in Tallahassee that somebody from Tallahassee should have this. Now, Rick, so some of the other projects, like with Jordan, with the project they are working on this year, what are some of the other projects in the past that KCCI has helped facilitate?
Well, yeah, I mean, what Jordan and her team, her Catalyst team, are working on this year is going to be terrific. But, you know, KCCI has a long history of doing some really cool things around town. KCCI worked with folks in Frenchtown to develop the Frenchtown Farmers Market. That's one. They also helped create what is now today Sustainable Tallahassee, which is a nonprofit dedicated to promoting sustainability, you know, addressing climate change. But some of the big things that we've seen is early on when KCCI started, it had a hand in accelerating the development of Gain Street, which, as you know, if you remember back in the day.
Yeah, we remember.
It was you know, auto shops and that type of stuff. Now, I mean, we've had about $11 million invested in CRA. So that's $11 million in public money. But the private sector investment has been $195 million.
Wow.
So $11 million to $195 million. That's a tremendous return on investment for our local tax dollars. I mean, you can't get much better than that. We've also got, if you think about something similar to what Jordan and her team are working on, there's the Discovery at Cascades Park, you know, the slide and the playscape there where my kids play. I'm sure yours too.
I think, and Matt, your kids love this. Down there. Yeah.
So some, you know, KCCI's got a long history of some really cool projects that have been done around town. And again, the purpose of this is all to kind of make Tallahassee a city that we all kind of fall in love with. You know, if you've got things about our community that make it just fun and interesting, you're gonna want to protect it and help it grow.
Yeah, that's one of the things that we have so much to offer here, but I get sick of hearing there's nothing to do.
Right.
There's nothing to do in Tallahassee. And it's just like, there's plenty. You need to look. And I think that's just what y'all are saying, just literally putting spotlights on different places going, here you go. This is where you can look. Here you go. This is where you can look.
That's
and then
right.
You can just imagine with all these projects, if you go to kccitallahassee.com and then click on what we do, you can see all these projects that have been done through the years. And they're absolutely just amazing. Just amazing with that. You have to be so proud, Jordan, to be a part of this now. And Rick, with everything that everybody's been doing for the last few years, that's something to, you know, to really say, hey, this is Tallahassee, and being a part of that must be awesome.
Yeah, it actually is. It's really, I mean, you know, for folks that have been around the community for a while, I mean, if I would really encourage you to apply to become a catalyst for next year. They're looking for diverse groups of people to work together on a project team for whatever that next project's going to be for next year. So definitely, if you're thinking about it, go to the website and apply for next year. You really would enjoy it.
Now, Jordan, when y'all came up with your project, how does that take us through the process of how this came to be for your project? What were some of the other things? I mean, just everybody sitting down, just throwing out ideas?
It was really cool how it came together. So the first thing that KCCI leadership did was gave us a list of parks in town mm-hmm. that they thought might be good places to put some art along the trail. We all broke up into groups. We went and visited the properties individually. We saw them as groups. We kind of looked at the data, you know, how many people visited those parks, what was kind of the capacity. And from there, we really kind of came and made pitches for the properties we believed in. And you saw over a two-day training, our consensus really starting to build. And I think we all got really excited about Pedrick Pond because we knew that it had the greatest impact of reaching the most amount of people.
Mm-hmm.
The library being right there really spoke to many of us who, it turned out, we have a shared, you know, love of reading and literacy in this group. You know, we wanted art, but we wanted art that stood for something that was going to inspire kind of that love for reading and that literacy. And by the end of the 2 days, it really kind of came forward.
Oh, that's really, really cool. Again, if you want more information on this, kccitallahassee.com. Rick, when can you start applying for next year? Is it, I guess I could look that up, but when can you start applying for next year?
I'm not sure exactly when that opens up again, but go to the website and check about it. We'll, when the big announcement comes up, you'll hear about it. You'll hear about it in the paper and other places. But it's really a terrific. I mean, you know, we look back on things that I've done mm-hmm. over the years. You know, there's various different projects and things. One of the best memories I have is working on my KCCI project, Tallahassee Music Week. So it's just, you get good people that have whole diverse experiences that want to get together and do something good for the community. And that's what KCCI is.
Yeah.
And I think from reaching from all four quadrants, you know, northeast, northwest, southeast, southwest, side of town, and bringing everybody in to work on something must just be awesome. I mean, making new friends.
Yeah, I'm definitely making connections and just really enjoying that, meeting different people, different perspectives. You know, it's not like we're all singing from the same song sheet right away. Mm-hmm. We have to kind of win each other over and help each other see our stances. But if it's not time to apply, there are other ways you can get involved right now.
That was my next question.
Okay, awesome.
What are other ways you can get involved right now?
It's funny you ask. So one, if you're an artist, please do check it out and see if it's something you might want to submit a proposal for. And we're also looking for sponsors. We have Friends of the Library on board for the Story Trail Wander and Wonder. But we are looking for sponsors for some of the other elements as well.
Oh, wonderful. And it's kccitallahassee.com. Rick, Jordan, thank you guys so much for coming in this morning and enjoy your Monday.
Thanks, Grace. Good to be here.
Thank you. Okay.